That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce. And how is everyone tonight? My goodness, the summer went fast and I've been doing recorded lessons, so I haven't talked to my audience in quite a while. Guess what? We have with us tonight Frank St. James, and we're going to be talking about what's coming for the end of the year. But I do want to take a moment to honor my friend Ed Asner. He passed away this morning. And I had known him for quite a few years. We were very good friends. In fact, he was interviewed on BBS Radio just recently. So that he was on with a lot of people, right, Doug? And he was a guest.
Yeah,
but we're gonna play some music tonight. One song is for him. It's called "What I Did for Love" by Edie Gourmet. And the other song is from me to him, and it's called "In a Very Unusual Way." It's from the play Nines, but it's a very powerful song, and my wonderful friend Elizabeth Hepburn will be singing that, so I'm looking forward to that. Well, good evening, Frank. How are you?
I'm going with the flow.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of been a funny time where you feel like you want to speed up, but there's no energy. There's just been no energy.
There's no way to go. It just seems like there's no way to go. And just the way each date seems to turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully a little...
It's called staying in the moment.
sometimes a little more positive. The weather's coarse, so look what's happening in the Gulf and all over the world, actually.
And the fires, and of course, Afghanistan. Yeah. So all of that is adding to this mishmash of Shall I go or shall I stay, or is this going to continue? Because there's no predicting anything. That's the problem. I think we're in fluctuation because we're shifting into a higher energy at the end of the year. And I think that we can feel it at this point. It'll be very interesting. The astrology really isn't too good for the next 3 years. So I'm hoping it certainly will bring a better time, because it has been a crazy time and a lot of things have been happening too fast. And there's been disruption and serious changes that all of us have been forced to make. So what do you see coming for the month of September?
Well, you know what? My heart cries out for the people, not only here, but the world, what they're going through, and the chaos, and these crazy people taking over their own country. And it's just been, just sitting back, at this age, what can you do? But most people my age know what's going on. But, we've seen it. We've seen a lot of repeats, and it's just I kind of feel that there's not anything too different right now. I think they're testing, countries are testing each other, especially ours, and so we just gotta see what plays out. And what they do about it. It's time to get your head out of the sand and do something.
That's correct. I think that I feel it'll be a very nice weekend over Labor Day. That feels good. There's some nice harmonious energy coming in. And I also feel that September is a game changer. I know that there's going to be some changes at the end of September when we go into the fall equinox and then Mercury retrogrades, which has us go back over things. But we'll just all have to, as you say, just go along and adapt, but know that you're a light worker and know that you're protected and know that what happens, you're just watching. By the way, I had a mantra that I wanted to give to tonight. And let's try
Beautiful.
This, because, they're talking about the Delta virus and everything. We have to redo everything again. So here's what I've got. I am asking that the most benevolent energy available come to me and be all around me and all about the earth now. Now, you just wait for the energy. Wait to see if you feel something in your body. Then say, I am asking that all viruses live in their world comfortably away from my world, and that they honor my existence by staying in their world and not be in my body or in the bodies of my loved ones. So I thought that was a good thing to start with. By the way, thank you. This is a call-in show. Let's find out. The number tonight to call for Ask Frank a Question is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And Frank, we have Stephanie from Colorado. Her birthday is February 15th. Hello, Stephanie. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you doing? This is the last weekend in August. We're going into September, Tuesday.
Little stressed about what's going on in the world.
What's your question?
My question is, I keep having vertigo, and I don't know why.
Well, I'll just say it could be your ears. And have you had them checked? And then, Frank, what are you sensing with her?
Yeah, it might be one of your ears. You might have a cold in the ear, and I would check that out right away. I've been through that, and a lot of people that I've read went through that, and it's not uncommon. So you never know where you get it from.
Right. I had a real bad fall about 2 months ago where I tripped over a metal bar and landed on the cement with my face first.
Yeah.
And after that, that's when the vertigo started.
Yeah, that can be fear. I was walking home from work in New York City, and a mugger came up behind me out of my blind spot, so I never saw what was coming. And all of a sudden, he pushed me and tried to grab my purse. But I was holding my purse close to my chest because I had been warned about something when I got off the bus. So I fell on the sidewalk face first. Luckily, I had shatterproof glasses on, and I landed on my purse, which hurt my ribs for weeks. But he ran away. He didn't get anything. But I know
what
that
feels. Can I ask you, which side of your head do you feel more vertigo?
It's generally the right side.
Right side? Yeah, that's why I had mine. I got it from the dentist, actually. He gave me too much anesthesia, and I got a cold in my ear. But, it's you'll probably have to check that out. It's not that hard, believe me.
Now, I have a question for you, Stephanie.
Okay.
What male has been upsetting to you lately? Because the right side is men.
Huh.
And that, we just had this full moon that was so powerful in Aquarius. And what it's done is it's brought up issues that we have buried down inside that we have to settle within ourselves. So I'm asking you, what male might have been upsetting to you?
I would probably say my dad, but he's been gone for 11 years.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. First, it doesn't matter whether they're here or not, but the second thing is what triggered it. So did something similar to that, to experiences with your father, happen recently? And that's how you get triggered.
Okay. I don't remember.
You can sit and meditate on that. It might be helpful to you.
Okay. Right.
You know, Stephanie, I'm picking up a ring from him. Pretty good size ring. I'm not sure what it is, but was there any issue with the ring? Did he lose it, or is it significant for you?
I couldn't tell you. I really didn't have a relationship with him most of my adult life.
Yeah. I don't feel too much around your dad. I really don't. I feel once in a while that he tries, but I don't feel a significance with it, with his energy. You know, being that so long ago, you know, you were cut off. And when did Mom pass?
Over a year ago.
Over a year ago. I feel more with your mom. Did she have problems? Did she have, remembering things at the time?
Well, I didn't really have a relationship with my parents because it was just so, it was very abusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I still feel, I feel it more coming from your mom. And, she seems to be more trying to make up for some time, so I wouldn't be surprised. But I don't feel that she knows how to go about it. So it'll be
confusing. Are you working, Stephanie?
I'm self-employed. I do a lot of artistic stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there a man around you with your work?
My husband.
Okay. Is that all going okay? You really have to look at something that triggered this inner fear for the vertigo. And it can be from a past life, too. But you need to have your ears checked and see if something was dislodged, which could have set this off. Because I'm
like
feeling something from a... something from a past life where you may have had a fall in a past life and you're remembering it now.
I feel more inside that I'm not too technical on these things, but you know, the bone in there that vibrates, I feel that that's been jarred. It'll gradually go away on its own, but I'd rather see a doctor on it and get some real treatment, because they know how to do that to bring it down a bit. But it's okay. Like everything got jarred. It seems to me it's still vibrating pretty much. It'll take time, but
I had that too, Stephanie. I had it recently, and I got thoroughly checked. I had a 3-hour exam and an MRI. Everything is okay, but it still can be very scary once you fall. Really can.
Yep.
You have to watch your footing.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
It's time for us to take our break and listen to this week's Cosmic Tip. So here we go. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly Cosmic Tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of August 31st through September 5th. 2021. This week's main focus point is Mars opposing Neptune, making it a moment of mulling over lost opportunities or regretting the roads not traveled. Even though the summer is coming to an end, it does not mean that your dreams have to. Tend to short projects and short conversations on Monday under a quick-witted Gemini moon. Mercury enters Libra on Monday for an extra long time. Normally, Mercury spends 3 weeks in a sign, but the messenger planet turns retrograde in Libra on September 26th, right through October 18th. So he will be in the relationship sign until November 5th. Put your life and relationships in balance over the coming weeks. On Monday, August 31st, the moon shifts into the quiet void of course phase. Get introspective. Meditate, do laundry, or anything except starting new projects. All five outer planets are retrograde throughout September, suggesting that part of you needs to finish or let go of old projects or some people that you need to let go of. On another level, it's good to consolidate your energy expenditure so that you do not waste energy in areas that are no longer of interest or available to you. During the first few days of September, Mars is in Virgo opposing Neptune in Pisces. Lack of drive can now tempt you to want to go to the beach, take a drive through the mountains, or just plain take a nap. With a little self-discipline, however, you can examine the ways and whys of your decisions and actions during this time, and perhaps gain a little more clarity about how to proceed. It's worth the time because the following days will bring new communication and new self-realization, as well as new opportunities. A laid-back moon on Tuesday is sending an easygoing trine between Venus and Jupiter in an air sign. This mellow energy is mitigated, however, by an energy-depleting T-square between Mars and Neptune. This sense of lingering dependency is carried on by the moon and its moody square to Mercury and Venus on Wednesday and Thursday, respectively. Look to the future and plan big. If you do, the trine between Mercury and Saturn on Saturday, September 4th, will help make your project a reality. The weekend's on a similarly glum note when Venus squares Pluto on Sunday evening. It may be best to turn in early and stay out of the path of control freaks and demonstrations demanding their own way. The upcoming USA Labor Day holiday reminds us that the long, hot summer has passed us by. On September 5th, Mercury in Libra forms a trine to Saturn in Aquarius, and this will bring in some very positive vibrations. I'm sensing that the Labor Day holiday weekend will be gentle, fun, heartwarming, and kind. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. Their website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, and we're closing out the month of August because Tuesday opens September. This is a call-in show to call in and ask your questions about what might be up for you by the end of the year. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, Frank, you had said that all of us are feeling a little bit lost at this time, including me. So I have a question for everybody. Is this the version of you that you want to show to the world? Now, that's a wonderful question that you can sit and make notes on until you get to the fall equinox, which is the 21st, 22nd of September. By that time, have a list and make some decisions about what you want in your life, what you'd like to have leave your life, and how to go about bringing in your vision. Because when you want to move to a higher vibration and you want to have alignment, you want to show the world who you really are. By the way, I started a new book. It's going to be ready in about 6 months. And the name of it is Mysteries Revealed. So that should be exciting. What I'm writing about, of course, is what goes on the other side and how we align with the divine energies to create our life. It's called Beyond Physical Borders, Mysteries Revealed. It'll have a lot of information in it and some new stuff that hasn't really been talked about, like something called alignment with people and why they're in your life. Nobody is in your life by accident, and why what you have to learn between the two of you and why they may leave your life. Frank, do you have anything to say about that? I know you've had lots of experiences.
Well, it seems all my life I've been dealing with that, with the fourth dimension and all the experiences. Some of them, I am currently reviewing everything and really going into some of these incidents that I've been through, and I hopefully are going to put it together and see why it caused it. So I'm really doing a lot of backlog right now.
Yeah. And that's, so it's so interesting because when we're meditating now after 2012, the meditations are deeper and you really feel that you can see more and bring forth more healing and learn more about your past lives and what I call your soul trip, your timeline on your soul. Because we have to clear our past issues to achieve a higher vibration. You have to let so much go. I've been through that for the last 3 years because I've been in total transition. And now that I'm finally settling in, I have to find something to do, just like you, Frank. So I'm writing the book and I'm starting classes on Zoom at the end of September. And of course, I'll have a lot of information about that down the road. I'm going to be teaching the new spiritual chakras. I believe that all of us are going to have to know what they are in order for us to raise our vibrations even more. So without judgment, review your behavior and your responses and ask yourself, how did I do today? That's a good lesson. And did I choose the best expression? Go ahead, Frank.
Another important thing is let go. Let go of the past. It doesn't mean anything now.
Yeah, people have a hard time with that. They really do. Did I choose the best expression of who I am in the moment? Is this the version of me that I want to show to the world? And when we can all exercise this mastery, we're finally going to have heaven on earth. Because it's not only taking care of you, but you're taking care of the community, you're being kind, and you're giving something called empathy, compassion, and understanding. And those are very short in supply, but very important as we do them. And the more that you work on yourself and the more that you clear your past issues, the higher that you'll evolve, the more clairvoyant you'll become and the more intuitive, and your life comes together. It's really incredible, Frank. It's incredible when all of a sudden something that you've desired for so long happens and you can't believe it. And you wonder why, don't you?
Well, I've thought about it a lot. I mean, the older you get, the more dreams are important to you also, I find. Mm-hmm. Not so much taking the initiative and coming up with an idea, but which helps. You know, people like you that can write and put those into words is great, you know.
But and of course,
a lot of people.
We're ruled by fear. Fear is what keeps us separate from each other and separate from ourselves, actually. So what you want to do is list some of your fears and then rewrite them. That's what Louise Hay taught us. Write down your fear and then rewrite it in a positive manner. And that's how you let go. That's very, very helpful. For example,
that's
if
where,
you're afraid of going
that's where
up the stairs.
I'm sorry. That's where the mantras help and prayers help, and they reinforce that side of you.
Well, a prayer is, to me, a prayer is asking for something that you think you're lacking or to pray for somebody else. But when you do an affirmation or when you do a mantra, then you are strengthening your energy. You're strengthening your body. For example, if you're afraid to go upstairs, oh, I'm so afraid to go upstairs. I'm so afraid of those stairs. I'm getting older and I can't do it. That's what people think. What you need to do is rewrite it to, I embrace walking the stairs when I need to, quickly and easily and carefully. I embrace walking the stairs quickly, easily, and carefully. I am safe. I am protected. And that gives you such strength, Frank. Have you ever tried that?
Walking upstairs, yes.
No, the fear.
With confidence. I'm only kidding. I know. But that's true. That's true. What I meant about prayers is just reinforcing your self-confidence.
Setting a condition. Like,
yeah.
I mean, as a
hypnotherapist,
get there safely.
Yeah, as a hypnotherapist for almost 50 years, mm-hmm. I learned a lot, and there are certain even two or three words that are going to help you. But of course, you've got to be always looking ahead, and. And I like some of your affirmations and beautiful, you know.
Thank you.
That's really good. What they should be following, actually.
I'm protected. It's only change. I am safe.
Right.
I'm protected. I'm a child of God. I am safe. I'm protected. It's only change.
And I think that the more people that practice that, because we've been in such fear with the virus and everything, and every time we turn around, it's a different story, and they're not helping us.
No.
With the families being at home and not being able to actually get out and do things. You know,
well, we just have
to
go within and follow what's inside and know that when we go within, that we are working with our inner spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's very important. And to know that we can listen to that inner voice and it will direct us, and to trust it. Trust the universe and trust your higher self. And it changes everything. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on the air tonight with Frank St. James. And now it's time for us to take our break. And we'll be back after these messages and a beautiful song by Edie Gourmet.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. And I can't regret what I did for love. What I did for ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. But I won't forget what I did for love. What I did for love. God, love is never gone.
I did for love. What I did for love. Kiss today goodbye and point me toward tomorrow. We did what we had to do. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. I'm here with Frank St. James. And again, we'd love you to call in to ask your questions. And Frank, I wanted to talk to you about the exercises. I call them your exercises in compassion. What you were telling us offline, saying that you have a certain mantra that you repeat to yourself. So you can tell us what that is?
Yes, I always, I've adopted that really, believe it or not, after 50 years of being a hypnotherapist, I've always tried to get something really positive for my clients. And the one thing is, I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed. When you get upset, say those words. If you have to say them 20 times, say them, because it works. They're very powerful words, and it will calm you down.
It does.
And so
because
you're
making
think
a statement inside about yourself. Also, there's a lot of apathy going on, and a lot of people not wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to do anything anymore. They're really feeling hopeless. And you really can't afford to let yourself feel hopeless, maybe for one day. But then after that, you have to start writing out your plan, writing out your life plan. Again, think about what is it that I want to bring into my life? And am I really showing my authentic self to the world? So many of you work and you don't like your job. And then a lot of you are refusing to go to work. You're just putting your feet up and doing games all day. First of all, we need to work. The body needs to work. The mind needs to move. The mind is like a muscle. And when we think and when we do things that are productive, it helps us stay healthy. Just like moving and exercise and vitamins. Why do we do all that? We do it all to stay healthy and to keep the circulation going, which is very, very important. And then to stop continually thinking about the people that hurt you or the people from your past that you think about what went wrong or what was upset, letting go of that energy and just starting to embrace the new experiences that you're going to have and the new opportunities that are coming. They are coming. We do have changes ahead, some good, some bad. But the different and lighter Aquarian energy is here. And then at the end of the year, we're going into the Pisces energy. And the Pisces energy should be when we find the drug to fix COVID, because that is coming. And I think the cure is coming. So that's something that we should know about. And what can you do to strengthen your home, your family, your money, and your loved ones? What can you do to strengthen those bonds? Then what can you do for their community? We all have to work with the community because we're in groups. And as upsets and tragedies like storms and weather and fires come, we have to be there for the community as well as ourselves. Get out and help. And that's good. What do you think, Frank?
I think constant communication with friends and family, even though it's over the phone, it's... makes me feel good, I'll tell you that. I always enjoy a phone call. I've been getting them from 20 years ago. I've gotten people that I read and stuff like that, and it turned out pretty good for them. I'm not saying I'm 100%, but I'm pretty close sometimes.
You know, it's funny. We're planning our high school reunion, 60 years high school reunion, and a girl wrote to me, one of my people, that I had gone to Florida and visited her in 1993. And she said, by the way, when you were here, you told me something about my daughter, and it all happened. And that's when I started believing that there could be energies that come in strange ways. Because, you know, Frank, we're psychics. But what we have done is we have learned how to read the higher energies. And what I'm saying is that everybody can learn how to do it. So the goal now is to open up yourself so that you can join us. I mean, Frank and I are not the only ones that can do this. And it's a wonderful, wonderful gift. It's a rare gift. And it's just learning how to relax, open yourself up, and let go. What can you add to that, Frank?
Well, I just did a reading a week ago for a lady that's a well-known psychic out in California. Probably the second one I read for. And she's upwards of 60, but... So we got a lot of things also to talk about. You know, after the reading, we were talking, and it felt good for both of us. So my thing is, don't close yourself down. There's a lot of things that could be done right now for yourself, like you said, and please just... keep in communication with people. Don't get upset already if somebody says something that they don't know what they're talking about. Just stop and listen. And I always say, where did you get that information?
And they go from them, and then you never know who them is, right? They and
right.
them and those. Well, we've come to the end of the show tonight, Frank, and I love having you on. And I'm sure you'll be back on again. Let's have you on right around the time of the equinox. And next week.
Sounds good to me.
Good. Next week is Labor Day weekend. We'll have a teaching show. I'll try to give you more information about how to handle the energies that are coming ahead. And how to go through what we're going through with the virus and how to have your self-love grow. Because as your self-love grows, you're pretty safe and you're centered and you're going to be okay. We're all trying to find new parts of ourself. So if you have lost your job and you're very discouraged, sit down and meditate and ask yourself, what is it that I could do to give joy to myself and to give to the world? And see what you come up with. The minute that you start thinking that way, you're raising your vibration and you're putting the electrical energy out to the world that you're open for new things, new people, new responsibilities, new work. And you would be shocked at what it can do.
Doing this. He who listens knows, and he who speaks doesn't. So it's good to really listen
Who reacts negatively doesn't. I will say it that way. But yeah, that's true. He who listens, and you got to learn how to listen. And there's wonderful music that can help you. I'm going to say it again, richheartmusic.com. Rich Heart Music. He is wonderful with the vibration music. Last week, when I had finished my show, I listened to Richard's music, and magic happened the next day. I felt fear drop, and some things that I had been waiting for a long time all popped in the next day. All of them. It was just amazing, and I knew it was because the music had opened the way and helped me to relax and drop the fear. So with that, we're going to say goodnight, and I'm very happy to have the meditation. Please get ready for it. We're going to have a song that I'd like to dedicate to Ed Asner, because he was a very, very good friend. And he was a teacher, a kind person, and he really set an example of how you can be when you've got it all. Because Ed had it all. He really did. So this is Elizabeth. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening, and good night.
This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day in making good choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is. Thank you.